WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.
This is WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you how amazing classical music is. You probably listen to classical music all the time. It's everywhere. In your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies, video games, and so much more. During this show, you will enjoy lots and lots of wonderful classical music. Now, let's join our hosts, Jamie and Pamela, as they get ready to take you on a musical journey into the world of classical music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
We're back with WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. How you doing, Pamela? It's good to see you again.
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me here, Jamie.
Oh, I'm glad to have you. So what are we going to listen to today?
Today, we have a very special program about an instrument that usually is not in the spotlight. But before we start, I want to make sure that we thank our very generous sponsors.
Oh, absolutely.
The Carter Family Charitable Trust that is sponsoring this whole series of WCRI programs for children, and Raymond Sheets, Diana Sheets, and Sue and Jim Clough. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. We appreciate it.
Jamie, you know, we've been introducing so many instruments of the orchestra to our listeners. Today, we have that story about an instrument, as we mentioned, that is very seldom featured, the tuba.
Wow, I love the sound of the tuba.
It's a huge instrument made of metal, and it sounds like this. The tuba does not often get to play melodies or tunes that would be leading parts of its own. Usually, the violins get to be the stars. So we're going to hear a little clip of a violin.
Now, we've heard violins in some of our previous programs, too, so let's listen to that.
In this story, the violins think that they are most important, and poor Tubby the tuba never gets a melody or tune of his own.
Oh.
I know. He tries to be nice and be friends with a tune, but he's kind of big and he ends up sitting on the tune.
Oh.
Poor Tubby only seems to have one friend in the orchestra, the piccolo. The piccolo is like a flute, but much smaller, and it plays the very high notes in the orchestra, and it sounds like this.
I'm so excited to listen to the story of Tubby the Tuba. I can't wait.
Me too. This recording features David Wayne as the narrator, and the music is played by the Cricketone Symphony, conducted by John L. Eastman.
You guys enjoy this. We're going to listen to this, take a break, and then we'll be back.
Once upon a time, there was an orchestra which was all busy tuning up. First, the oboe gave his A to the strings, to the woodwinds, and to the brass. Up and around the scales they raced, helter-skelter, faster and faster. All but Tubby the tuba. A fat little tuba, puffing away, but oh, so slowly. Thank you. Oh, what lovely music, thought Tubby, and sighed. Here, what's the matter, said Peepo the Piccolo. Oh, said Tubby, every time we do a new piece, you all get such pretty melodies to play, and I never, never a pretty melody. But people never write pretty melodies for tubas. It just isn't done. Oh, there's the conductor. Shh. First the violins dance the lovely little tune on their strings. Then they cried to the flute, catch. Got it, cried the flute. My turn, tooted the trumpet. And they all played the cello. The oboe and the bassoon. While Tubby went oompa, 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 oompa. Catch me, cried the little tune, catch me. Got you, cried Tubby. Oh, you're sitting on me, said the little tune. Poor Tubby picked up the flat little tune and tried to squeeze it back into shape. You clumsy fool, snapped the violins. I'm sorry, Mr. Fiddle, said Tubby. Fiddle, fiddle indeed. And the violins quivered with great indignation. You will please address us as violins, fiddles indeed. Tubby, said the conductor. Tubby, what is the matter? Please, sir, I thought it would be so nice to dance with a pretty little tune instead of going oompa, oompa all the time. Dance, laughed the violins. Dance? Well, really? The French horn quietly put his hand to his mouth and smiled, and the whole orchestra began to laugh. Stop it, cried the conductor. Stop it, I say. Tubby. Please, sir, I wasn't laughing. Rehearsal was over. Tubby was walking home with Peepo the Piccolo. Please, Peepo, said Tubby. I just feel so badly. I don't think I want any company. I understand, said Peepo. Good night. Good night, said Tubby. The moon was out. Tubby went to the river and sat down on a log, and he looked at himself in the water. Alone am I, me and I together. If I went away from me, how unhappy I would be. Me and I, oh my, sigh. The trees whispered in the wind. The waterfalls tinkled. And an old hoot owl hooted. Suddenly, a big bullfrog hopped out of the water and sat down on a log beside him.
Ba-goop, ba-goop, lovely evening. Ba-goop, ba-goop, I said lovely evening. Boom, 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 I said beautiful evening. Hello, ba-goop, hello, ba-goop, hello.
But Tubby just sat.
Oh, well, said the frog. Oh, well, if I'm not wanted.
Oh, cried Tubby, please, Mr. Frog, come back. I didn't mean to be impolite. Back hopped the frog.
Oh, that's all right. I'm used to it. No one pays any attention to me either.
Really, said Tubby.
Why, of course. Every night I sit here and sing my heart out. But does anyone listen?
No. Can you sing? Asked Tubby.
Can I sing? Listen.
Oh, that's lovely, said Tubby. You try it, said the frog. Oh, thank you, said Tubby. Say, you're a very fine tuba. Do you know it? Tubby, you should try that on your orchestra sometime. Oh, I will, said Tubby. Good night, Mr. Frog. And off went Tubby, as happy could be. Said the frog. Most appreciative audience I've ever had. Fine musician, that tuba.
Ba-goop, ba-goop, lovely evening. Ba-goop, ba-goop, I said lovely evening. Ba-goop, ba-goop, I said beautiful evening. Hello, ba-goop, hello, ba-goop.
Good night. The next day, the orchestra was busy tuning up for the rehearsal and buzzing with excitement over the arrival of the great new conductor, Signor Pizzicato. He practiced his oompa and smiled to himself. Pippo the piccolo caught his eye. Feeling better? Ha ha ha, winked Tubby.
Here he comes, called the French horn. Here comes Signor Pizzicato. All right, begin.
And Tubby began to play his own melody.
Oh, that wretched tuba, snapped the violins. He'll disgrace us. The trombone stuck out his tongue. And the trumpet snickered.
Tubby, said Signor Pizzicato. Tubby, I've never heard a tuba play a melody before. Let's hear the rest of it. Oh, said Tubby.
Mm-hmm. perfectly wonderful, said the strings. Please, Tubby, may we sing your tune too? How about me, said the xylophone. And me, said the trombone. May I, said the celesta. Here I come, said people. And they all played. We've done it, haven't we, Tubby? It was the bullfrog sitting right beside him. We have our points, too, don't we? Oh, thought Tubby, how happy I am.
And we are back with WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Wow, that was fun. Tubby the tuba. Love that.
Now that we've introduced the tuba, let's meet some of the other instruments in the brass section of the orchestra. All of these instruments are made of metal.
If you listened to our show on fanfares, then you met the trumpet that sounded like this.
Now let's introduce their friend, the trombone.
And you remember the French horn from our past shows, it sounds something like this. Or this. And now we're going to put all these instruments together.
That's right. We're going to listen to a very exciting piece of music called Ride of the Valkyries. This is from an opera. And an opera is a big theatrical piece performed on stage with singers and a full orchestra. In this piece, all of these half-goddesses are warriors riding on their stallions into battle. So just imagine a sky full of horses and female warriors ready.
And you will hear the tuba and all the instruments that we just played for you. So take a listen.
You know, Jamie, I know another piece of music about gods that features the tuba and brass instruments.
Oh, really?
It's from The Planets, a piece written by Gustav Holst. In this movement about Mars, the god of war, we hear all of these instruments in a big march getting ready for battle. This is played by the London Symphony Orchestra and Sir Colin Davis.
Oh, I like The Planets. Let's hear this, and then we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And welcome back to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. And that was The Planets. That was so great. And kids, that's a familiar piece. You've probably heard that in many, many movies. They play that maybe in The Avengers or something when they're going to war. It's very exciting. Now remember, moms and dads, and for kids, if you want to listen to these shows, you can just go to classical959.com. And up on top in the menu is a WCRI podcast tab. And that'll bring you to a page where all these shows are listed and you can download them and take them with you in the car and listen anytime you want.
Thank you, Jamie, so much for allowing us to do this. It's such fun. Today, we started with Friendly Tubby the Tuba, and then kind of we went to that drama and battles, and now we're going to end with very big tuba music that's supposed to frighten us just a little bit.
You know, it shows how instruments have many sounds and voices and play many parts in music.
Exactly, Jamie. Well, this last piece is called Night on Bald Mountain by Modest Mussorgsky, a Russian composer. It's a really dark piece that we hear in the fall, especially around Halloween, as it can be a bit creepy. It starts with the violins and the strings, and then the tuba arrives with all the brass.
In the middle, it seems like goblins are jumping around.
That's right. But after all the darkness, we end in light. The strings and the harp and the flute take away all our fears and bring us to happiness.
Enjoy Night on Bald Mountain.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a great piece to end our show with. But before we go, we must thank our sponsors, right?
So we'd like to thank the Carter Family Charitable Trust, Diana Sheets, Raymond Sheets, and Sue and Jim Clow. See you next time.
See you next time, everybody.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll hear next time. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Gotta go. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you next time.
WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.